Thank you for calling RCR Companies. This call may be monitored to assure the very best in customer service. If you know your party's new four-digit extension, you may enter it at any time.
Please hold while your call is being transferred to
T programs on residential heating and air conditioning units. We're happy to offer 1, 5, and 10-year warranty programs to make sure your equipment keeps you in comfort all year long and for years to come. Ask your customer service representative for more.
You have reached RCR purchasing department. Please leave a message at the tone. If you need immediate attention, please dial 0 for the operator. Thank you.
After the tone, please record your message. When finished, you may hang up to deliver the message or press pound for more options.
This is Jim Panza from the Sheriff's Department returning your call. It's about 9:30 Tuesday morning. If you give me a call back, I'd appreciate it. 805. Thank you.
Hello, calling for Jim?
Yeah, speaking.
Jim.
How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I had some information about, I'm working on this case that happened over the weekend
right.
with your neighbor across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not familiar with all aspects of it, but there was some information about some drugs or something that I needed to ask you about.
Sure.
It could, you know, like I said, I understand you saw some drugs or somebody told you about some drugs or something. Or
the housewife is staying with the neighbor, Catty Corner. I got a real busybody neighbor, Catty Corner.
This is the
housewife. Tom's wife.
Tom's wife, okay.
She's not really all together.
Mm-hmm.
So the neighbor, Catty Corner, her name
mm-hmm.
has drawn into her circle there.
Mm-hmm.
Gone over to house when this whole thing was going on.
Right.
Well, the evening after. Now, I was not home during this incident, but I'm the homeowner. I actually own the property and rented to.
Okay.
So this fits in.
So you're the owner of where the shooting.
That's right.
House where the shooting.
And I own that property, and I've rented it to Tom and their daughter.
Yeah.
So I know them, and I've interfaced with them. They've been there for about 3 years. And anyway, since this whole thing happened, over at her house has drawn staying over with.
Mm-hmm.
The evening that I came home on Saturday about 11, 12 o'clock,
uh-huh.
and I had gone over to because I saw them all sitting out front, and that's their modus operandi is always to sit out in the front yard on their little bench and
mm-hmm.
chit-chat in the afternoon. You know, the weather cools down, they say hi to the neighbors, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I saw them sitting in the front yard kind of milling around, so I got out of my car and I walked over. Of course, who I called, the father, the man that owns the house, my neighbors called me and told me to call. So I, you know, call home. I called home, found out what was going on. I called to see that, you know, I didn't know who, what, or when.
Right.
I just knew there was an incident on the corner, so I called thinking, oh my God, something happened. But anyways, answered the phone, and of course he's the person I checked in with because he's, you know, he's the older person in the household and who I know and trust the most.
Sure.
So I went over to check in with them, and was on the front porch, and of course I said, you know, I'm very sorry, and you know, just was trying to be respectful and said,
mm-hmm.
let's not talk about any of this for a few days. I'll be back in 3 days, and you can talk about the rent. You've been through a lot. You know, I just said, we'll talk again later.
Sure.
So I went home.
Now, this is the Saturday.
This is Saturday
Friday,
morning
right?
at noontime when I got home from, I was at my parents' house.
Okay. Okay, and the shooting was Friday night, and this is Saturday morning.
This is Saturday at noontime.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, I just had a few words of condolences, and, you know, you're going to be all right. You'll get through this, and I went home. Well, later on, a few reporters had been around the house and stopped and knocking on the door and, mm-hmm. you know, the whole thing. And I saw, again later in the afternoon, there was some people at the house, but I saw the daughter in the front yard. So I walked
over. You're talking about the house where lives now?
No, I'm talking about
house.
No, this is at father.
Right.
So I saw the little one on the front porch. So I went over because, you know, I wanted the little one to say I was very sorry to the little one.
Sure.
So I went over to say I was sorry to the little one, and she was talking. Her sister was there, who I really don't know, but I've just seen a couple times. And I expressed to her the same as I was very sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it seemed to me that everybody but was done with this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone over in the morning, and then the conversation the night before when I talked to he was very sad and sorry and commiserating and compassionate to this, the whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
The next day when I had gone over to, you know, the first time I went over, they seemed compassionate. The second time I went over, it seemed like a whole different place.
Mm.
The next door neighbors is or lives next door.
Mm-hmm.
I walked over, I hadn't seen them, and they looked by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it all seemed very strange. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to talk to these reporters. There was a reporter there and was giving a statement.
Mm-hmm.
I went home. My roommate had seen all of this happening. He was in our home. And he, when I had got home, I mean, he was petrified. He
mm-hmm.
was just traumatized.
Yeah.
And so I went back to my house, and I have a remodel going on in my home. I'm remodeling things and working on the bathroom. So my roommate was home. And a friend that was doing the work was over at my house late afternoon,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk 5 to 10 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime around 10 o'clock. It was late.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was in their houses. My garage door was a
mm-hmm.
Truck. His plumbing truck was in the driveway, and he's working on my plumbing.
Your roommate or
no,
the other guy helped
my friend come over to
okay.
work on the house.
Okay.
I don't know who's in the house, but now I realize they were in the house. The lights were all lit up in the house, and somebody's in the house across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, good, you know, thinking maybe went home.
This is back to the house where lives.
This is house now.
Okay.
We've changed houses. This
okay.
The lights are on for the better part of an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It is about 10 o'clock. Everybody is off the street. I'm the only one making noise, banging around in the house. I'm in the garage and pulling like a little rag doll, like she's been doing for the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
With up and eight, and I've for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian. We were just in the house. And now these two are not sober.
Huh.
Smells of alcohol.
Okay.
And who I have known for 3 years, and I've never seen her intoxicated. Now, I've seen her whacked out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her. She seems like a kind of person that maybe suffered from a stroke.
Yeah.
Or has something just wrong with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you mean when you say you seen her whacked out like that, or she goes off or something?
No, she's, it's almost as though, well, That's all the way I can explain it. She acts like she suffered either from a stroke and is rehabilitating.
So she's kind of out of it a little bit?
She's out of it. Always out of it. She's never had a good day.
Okay.
Okay. But is standing with you know, if you've talked to I think you'll understand what frame of reference I'm coming from.
Yeah.
So she says, we just came from the house. We were looking through the house, or trying to find Tom's wallet, it's disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, she told me, here, I've got some mail for you. It was out in the garage, because Tom would always bring me the mail that came to the house that wasn't in his name.
Yeah.
And she starts telling me that there were all kinds of drugs in the house. Tom was a drug addict.
Mm.
Now, I've never seen or Tom intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard them tell me that they drank. Now, I'm a pretty naive person, and I'm, you know, they know I'm sober, so
yeah.
They're going to be telling me this, and I'm the landlord, so this is what, you know, from my point of view, they want to look good to me. But nonetheless,
yeah.
I've never suspected anything, and I've even asked my friends that are, you know, ex-drinkers, did you ever suspect that they were drinking or doing drugs? And
mm-hmm.
Of course they said no, you know.
Yeah.
Said I never smelled alcohol on him, and I had never smelled alcohol or drugs.
Either Tom or
she's done some weird things,
mm-hmm.
but I've never suspected it. But she says, oh, he was a drug addict, and we smashed bongs, and I threw needles, she said, and bongs and paraphernalia out, smashed it, and there was a bag of cocaine, and she, you know, holds her hands out, a baggie of cocaine, you'd be so proud of us, we threw it down the toilet, there was pot, there was pills, and I'm listening to this, and
this
my roommate's eyes are just bugged, like, oh my God.
She had done that that night,
she
they
said
got rid of that stuff?
That's right, she had just come over from that house to my house, and
uh-huh.
she was telling me how she had thrown all this stuff out. And that he was a monster. And that they couldn't find the wallet. And, you know, it kind of all kind of wrapped. I think she was trying to influence me to make me, oh, feel sorry for this woman. The husband's a monster. Who knows what he did with his money, trying to make an implication, you know.
Yeah,
there was no money because he was spending it on drugs, and he was on drugs, and that's why he did what he did.
Do you think she was trying to get to where she could get out of the rent or something?
Oh, of course.
Is that what you thought was happening? Or?
Yeah, and
okay.
I said to her, I said, you know, you guys, I said, she said, we, I said, you've been drinking. And she says, well, yeah, we had a drink. I said, don't give her any alcohol. Need any alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and you know I'm the first person. Don't, because somebody's under stress, feed them alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those guys on they all drink.
Yeah.
Here's a lady that I don't think that's been drinking, but I'm not going to get. I don't want to be enmeshed in this. But I said, don't give her alcohol. Oh, she's fine. She's just had one. Yeah, I'm fine. So I said, don't give her alcohol. That's not good. Oh, she's all right. They said give her a glass of wine,
mm-hmm.
you know. Anyway, I was pretty disgusted. I
mm-hmm.
took the mail. I listened to what they had to say. Heard them. And we were just all disgusted. Walked away because he didn't want to hear it. I'm over here, you know, because
yeah.
he doesn't want to hear it, this
yeah.
stuff.
So the gist of it all, though, was about the drugs they got rid of and the paraphernalia
that's
they got
right.
rid of. And but then that's pretty much all they talked about?
That's what they talked about.
Huh.
And, you know, it didn't sit right with me. And either she's lying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from both points of view, those two women, those two crazy birds are either lying
mm-hmm.
and trying to play both ends of the stick.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's true, I, you know, I'm really more horrified.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Either way, I'm horrified that they're there if they're, you know.
Yeah. How long is
I think it's 3 years. It's either 2 or 3 years. I have to look at my records. Time flies. I believe it's 3 years.
And you've never seen them intoxicated?
Never. Now, they're, you know, from my point of view, my personal point of view, is Tom was the one that was holding things together, and is whatever, for whatever the reason, they were very, you know, pleasing, nice to each other most of the time, like any other couple. Every now and again, I'd heard them, you know, kind of, you know, a little nippy at each other. And he went to work. He came home. He was in bed by 8:45. He was a quiet kind of guy. He lost his job. He told me he lost his job. He got another job. It wasn't the job that he necessarily wanted. He said he was going to get another job. And he was making less, but he was the guy that was holding them together.
Uh-huh.
He was the glue.
Yeah.
She is out of it. And I personally think sucked her in, sparked all this drama.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean that brought on the whole...
Of course.
...fighting type thing between them that day?
Well, if they've had words, I think she's... You know, she will do more or less what anybody tells her to do. She's kind of like an...
She's easily influenced.
I think she's got the strength of an 8-year-old.
Huh. Now, do you know if... Were they always kind of hanging around together?
No. I have never really known that they were hanging around ever.
Huh.
I
just
know that
until
Jackie,
this thing, this
yeah,
incident.
Yeah. I know that, you know, had kind of come over across the street. I saw her there a couple weeks ago. In the morning, let me tell you.
You're talking about...
Yeah, I saw her walk over there. Okay. I've never seen her in the house before this. I saw her walk over and talk to say hi. Though she's... I'm not saying she's mentally retarded, because I don't know that that's it. Emotionally retarded, yes.
Yeah.
She's got the emotions and the strength of an 8-year-old, from my point of view. And she's a good housekeeper. She stayed in the house all the time to herself. She's always been sweet. She's always been polite. He's always been sweet. He's always been polite. I have worked with them because, you know, they're family people and they lived in the neighborhood. And I worked with them when they got behind on the reworkout program so that they could get back on track. They were on a program to get back on track right now. I had not told them. I was kicking them out. I said, you know, we're going to work it out.
Yeah.
You know, you have a job. You're good people. I want you to stay there the rest of your lives.
Yeah.
So,
did you ever see any fighting or abuse between them two?
Now, no. I have never seen anything. However, I had a suspicion. Because every single morning I hit my garage door opener and he's already gone to work. Every single morning my garage door opener goes up, her front door is open. She comes outside and waves goodbye to me. Every single morning.
Like she's waiting for you to...
She's waiting for me to open that garage door because she's lonely. She wants somebody to say hello to.
Yeah.
And so every morning, and I'll wave to her and I'll roll down my window and say, hi, good morning, how are you? You know, I mean, she's waiting for somebody to say hello.
Yeah.
And when... I see her every now and again. I'll walk across the street. She won't let me go. I have to tell her. I have to excuse myself.
Yeah. You ever seen any marks or bruises on her at all?
Well, one morning she had come over to my house and she had her cheek. It was on her right side, was swollen up. And I asked her about it. I said, "What has happened to your face? You're swollen." And she says, "Oh, I have an abscess tooth." She says, "And I haven't been to the doctor. I haven't had health insurance. I haven't had dental insurance. So I haven't been to the doctor ever. And it'll go away." I was very concerned, and I asked her very many times, "What is it?" I can't tell you. A few weeks, a couple months, happened again.
Oh, really?
She had no bruising, but she had swelling. She told me the same story. I said, well, what happened? She goes, well, every now and again, I'm swelled up, and it's just for no reason. I don't know why it happens. She wasn't bruised, but she was swollen, and I was very, very, very inquisitive, and I even mentioned it to a coworker. I hope I'm not doing the wrong thing. You know, I hope it's not, you know, her and her husband getting in a fight.
The first time you saw it was how long ago?
3 months ago.
And then a second time?
Recently.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, you know, it was recent enough, it seemed recent, but far enough back that it was a little ways back.
So within the last 3 months, you've seen it twice?
Yeah.
Okay. What about him? You ever see any bruises or marks on him?
No.
No?
He's just an old guy.
Mm-hmm.
She's fragile.
Yeah.
And her skin is completely clear, you know. She's skinny and she's fragile. And anyway, I haven't heard them.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean, you know, their front door is open all day, every day. You can hear things.
Yeah.
So they were not the kind of ruckus couple. Now, the next door neighbor would call me up in the morning sometimes and try to sell something.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought maybe your brother wanted to buy this little thing. And, you know, she tried to play the sympathy thing with me, and she called me up. Well, you know, this was just recently. Now, this is very recent.
Mm-hmm.
Last month she's been acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to her weirdness, it was weirder. She called me up and she said, well, and this was just a couple weeks ago, not even a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was just calling you up and, you know, I had a couple things that your brother had admired. Maybe I thought he wanted to buy them, and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, I'm just trying to get some money for food. Now,
mm-hmm.
I said, if you guys are to the part in the story where you're trying to pay me rent and you don't have enough money to eat, it is time for you to consider moving into a smaller place, getting a roommate, Tom getting a second job, but you don't need to be living in worry.
Mm-hmm.
The next door neighbor had come to talk to me and said that drinking, and that was what she would play her sympathies on the neighbors to say that she
wanted
money.
This is a neighbor to the...
This is
to
a,
your,
you're looking at the house, the neighbor
to, your right?
to the west.
Okay, to the west, okay.
To the west.
That'd be to the house to the right then. Yeah, if you're looking from your house,
right.
Next house
correct.
To the right, okay.
So she had told me that, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, you know. Husband goes to work, the wife decides she wants to have something to drink,
mm-hmm.
sells a trinket, has a little daytime garage sale, goes and spends the money on booze. It's a closet alcoholic, and nobody knows any different.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one sound bite that I kind of, I believe.
So you're saying you think that she was possibly spending some of the money on booze that, and they didn't have a lot of money in the first place.
That's right.
Okay. What was the husband? I guess from what I understand, the job he had was a lot less than he was making on the first job he got laid off from.
Oh, I don't know that it was a lot less.
No.
I mean, it was less money,
yeah.
But, you know, he said that they were, he had taken a job for lesser money. He was not the kind of guy that really liked change, and he was not an assertive person.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, take this job, I'll get a raise. The man that I replaced made a whole lot more like I used to make.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after a couple months, I'll get a raise. He told me he had just gotten a $40 a week raise.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a sense of urgency. He knew I was not...
You weren't on him about the cash or nothing.
Yeah. No.
What kind of work did he do?
He was a printer. And he paid me every other week $600 rent.
Uh-huh.
And, the little one was in high school, and they came to me and wanted her to run track, and she's a straight-A student, and, you know, I know that we promised to pay that $600 every twice a year. There's a week where he would have an extra
$600,
and he always managed to run behind when he knew that extra week was coming, and then he'd pay me up on the extra week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were, you know, They were resourceful, right. And they also knew that I was not that strict.
Right. Well, they were, like, I want to get back to, like you say, they would be snippy or something, say, at times, but nothing loud or boisterous or fighting
never
or anything like that.
Never heard them raise their voice.
Mm.
And my brother redid a roof over there because we needed to redo the roof.
Yeah.
Even when the storm was coming, he just said, well, you know, I really, not assertive at all, I really, you know, I really want that roof on so that things don't, you know.
Get messed up.
Get messed up.
Yeah.
And they had gone up on the roof even and tromped holes in the roof, and then the rains came and so the house started to leak. Well, they didn't call me all in a rage or anything like that. You got to get over here.
Yeah.
You know, a very sense of urgency, but never raised their voice. Never raised their voice to me.
You ever heard? Well, obviously, if you'd have heard something from neighbors or stuff, it would have piqued your interest anyway.
Yeah.
But nothing like that.
No, nothing to pique my interest.
Yeah.
So it's all very strange. The aftermath is stranger than the incident to me. The aftermath is way stranger than the incident.
You weren't there when the incident took place?
No.
Did you say your roommate was there or something?
He was there. He was watching the whole thing.
Did they interview him? Did they talk to him?
Yes, they did.
Okay. What is his name?
And the gentleman that I had called about this in the morning is the one that had talked to
him. Okay.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, I did yesterday, I went ahead and, you know, it's a strange thing what people say and what people do, but, you know, and what, that's the biggest concern about the two conflicting stories. On one hand, it, you know, oh, this was, he didn't do anything wrong, he, you know, and his behavior, they're trying to one hand justify his behavior, on the other hand tell me he's a monster. It depends on who they're talking to, is which story they have.
Yeah. All right.
And, you know, I yesterday served her with a notice for rent or go. I'm not going to be that compassionate.
Yeah.
So,
You know, like I say, I came in on this after this whole thing took place, so.
Right.
And the shooting took place on Friday night, was it? Or Saturday night? I can't remember.
It was Saturday night.
Saturday night, okay.
It was Saturday night. I was
so
at my mom's on Saturday.
The next day, then.
Sunday.
Sunday, you went over and expressed your condolences for
right.
a little bit. And the day that was Sunday night.
Right. And yesterday morning is when I got up in the morning and called the detective that
okay.
left his cards.
Okay. Okay.
And last night, I mean, they're weird. Between
she's been hanging pretty much with the whole time.
Talks for her.
And you've just noticed her recently, within the last few weeks, you'd seen her over there, right?
She was standing on the front porch, and, you know, I wouldn't even say the last few weeks. I'm thinking to myself, if I were home, that woman would have been in my front door.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not the one that's been lending my ear, so I'm even suspectful about what those two women are up to.
Really?
I almost feel like Tom's the victim of those two women.
Why do you say that?
My hackles are up about it. I didn't take him for a dishonest person. I take them for very dishonest.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to, in the last few days you had seen house?
No, I have never incident. I work all day. I work, you know, I leave the house in the morning by 8 o'clock and I come home at 8 in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, I work a lot, 5 days a week. But you don't latch on to somebody that fast.
Uh-huh.
Just waiting for the opportunity to be the, I don't know.
Hmm.
to be the person in charge here.
Yeah. But
I think it was, I think that the spoke Tom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she drew him out and provoked him into doing something ridiculous.
Yeah. You mean
were there
just
drugs
that day, or has it been something that's been kind of
Well, I would think it, from the sounds of it, it's been the last week or two, I think.
Okay.
But were there drugs in his system? Were there any drugs or alcohol?
I honestly don't know, and even if I did the
tell me.
Yeah, so, but I really don't know. That usually takes some time for them to even get the test back on that stuff. What I'm trying to get at is, in the last couple of weeks that you're talking about, had you seen over more, or you just didn't really notice? Or?
Well, no, it was just on the weekend, one of the neighbors. Now, they'll tell you when she was over, because, you know, obviously, I'm not, when Tom was home,
yeah.
I would make an assumption, and this is just an assumption. The only time was at house is when Tom was not home.
Okay.
When Tom
and
was
you
home,
have seen her. You've seen house when Tom wasn't home, or you're not there.
I was on the weekend over chatting in the front yard because somebody had stopped by.
Yeah.
Some little event, you know.
Yeah.
Had walked over and was chatting with the person that was chatting with them.
Now, this is prior to the shooting, though.
Yeah.
This is
One time I saw her over there.
Okay. How long ago was that, do you remember?
A couple weeks ago. Okay. It was on the weekend.
Okay.
That's it. Just in the front yard.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you because I'm not home.
Sure.
You know? I just know the modus operandi is Tom went to work, at home, the last month, has had the automobile, she drive Tom to work and had the automobile at the house, which was not a normal.
Mm-hmm.
That automobile for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Tom comes home. Tom all three home in the evening. Homework. She works on the computer. She takes the dog for a walk. They go to bed at 8:45. He's up and works on her computer and does her homework, gets straight A's. Mom and dad brag about their daughter's curriculum. Mm-hmm. On the weekends, they go to the store or something.
Yeah.
Very quiet life.
You ever seen the police over there for anything?
Never once.
Never? Okay. All right. That'll do it for now. I might have a couple more questions, or if I call you back.
You can call me back. I think the aftermath is stranger.
Really?
The strangest part of this whole thing, it's kind of got me very concerned.
Did you ever notice if anybody was using drugs around this circle of people at all?
The next drug user.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
Hmm.
She has had problems with drugs and has been in rehab when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so suspectful.
Yeah. But you never see... You never suspect, you said you never even saw him drink, so I don't think you suspect Tom of using drugs.
No, sir.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
She's 16.
16.
And, the one thing I didn't tell you?
Yeah.
Don't say anything to anybody about this. We don't want the daughter to know.
When did she tell you this?
The night that she was telling me about all the drugs in the house.
Didn't want the 16-year-old daughter?
That's right. We don't want the daughter to know. Don't say anything to anybody about this.
That Sunday night you saw her, she had been drinking.
Drinking, and then I'm not telling you the part. I'm on 9 different drugs right now.
Yeah.
We're going to take, she says, we're going to take the doctor tomorrow. We're going to get her some drugs to make her feel better. And she was, I said, no, what are you thinking? And she says, you know, yeah, you need drugs to get you through the day. I'm on 9 different medications. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's why now I'm sorry that I didn't tell you that. The most important things slip our minds because I'm rattling off about everything else. But I'm on a lot of different drugs, and she's staying home right now from her job so that she can get her health in order. And she's got this big rash on her arm and picks on her face, and I'm having a fit.
This is...
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm having a fit looking at this woman, thinking she's telling me she's on prescription medications, 9 different prescription medications. She's telling me she wants to get to the doctor so she can get her on prescription medications, and she's drinking and has told me she's drinking and wants to drink with her. I know her for a cocaine
user
when she was younger. Her dad and her mom gave her the, you're going to go into rehab, your husband's going to come live with us with the kids, you're going into rehab, you're straightening your life out, and if you don't, we're taking these kids away from you, your husband's staying right here. So that's why I'm all concerned.
Sure.
And when she starts yapping about drugs, and this girl has had her family put the kibosh on all of this 12 years ago when I first met them.
Yeah. How intoxicated do you think she was when she was talking to you Sunday night? Or could you tell?
I'd say she had at least 3 drinks in her.
I'm talking intoxicated even with drugs. If there was any indication that...
On speed?
From the drugs or anything that you noticed that was different.
She's kind of always speeded out. She was speeded out, but, you know, she also had alcohol in her.
You mean like hyper? You think she was using speed, or do you think she was just hyper and she's always hyper like that?
Can't honestly tell you.
Okay.
But, yes, she was hyper, and no, she was not normal, but she's never normal.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why I'm saying I got the 2 crazy birds.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you know, I'm sorry. You must think I'm, you know, suspicious.
No, you've been very helpful. I mean, you know, we just need to talk to people and find out what kind of background, what's been going on over there. I mean,
for them to call and tell me those lies or tell me the truth... The truth it would be stranger than the lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Previous.
We're listening to the tape to get the last name, but it was on. 16th of October, she returned my call about 09:45.
If you know your party's new 4-digit...
Please hold while your call is being transferred to...
1, 5, and 10-year warranty programs. To make sure your equipment keeps you in comfort all year long and for years to come. Ask your customer service representative for more information. Thanks for holding. We're looking forward to helping you personally in just...
You have reached the RCR purchasing department. Please leave a message at the tone. If you need immediate attention, please dial 0 for the operator. Thank you. After the tone, please record your message. When finished, you may hang up to deliver the message or press pound for more options.
This is Jim Panza again. I just needed to get some information from you. Basically just address and phone number and driver's license number. I need it for my report, and I forgot to get it from you when I just talked to you. But if you could give me a call back, I'd appreciate it. It's... 805. And if I'm not here, you can just leave it on my voicemail. Thank you.
Here.
I just needed your address. Spell your last name first. Okay, and your address?
Okay. My CDO?
Yeah. Phone number at home?
805. You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
these calls were CDL number 1016.